ISIS releases their playbook for taking over the world, and believers are strategizing their offense in Pakistan. Building's the theme for Japan and Lebanon. And remember the widow's mite? Well, it's back in a modern context. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. So, have you heard about ISIS? They're planning open warfare on the world's non-Muslim population, and that's according to an ISIS strategy book recently discovered in Pakistan.
And the date for that to begin is 2017, a year and a half away. It is a significant document that has been authenticated by the U.S. intelligence community, and this reveals their intention.
Despite the bad news, Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says the pastors they help aren't giving up. In fact, they're telling him,
"We want the Christian community to be people who do not have a victim mentality, but a victor mentality, because we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ."
So could you help FMI meet some of the pastors' practical needs so they can keep on pressing for Christ? We've got the details at missionnews.org. And please, keep the Pakistani Christians in your prayers, too. Speaking of global warfare, comments from Japan's prime minister about World War II is stirring up some controversy. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access.
"We know that the statement that we should no longer apologize will be taken by Chinese government as quite negative, that we are not really taking the full responsibility of what we have done."
And accusations are also coming from North and South Korea. But while the tensions are thick in that region, Asian Access is promoting unity and healing.
"We encourage spiritual leadership to take a step toward the future with the kingdom values. And then we encourage church to continue to keep the unity, not just within Japan, but with the Asian churches as well."
Join Asian Access in praying for the church and government in Asia. You're listening to Mission Network News. While Japan's prime minister moves on from the past, two deaf ministries are helping one group do the same. Deaf Bible and Door International are partnering to bring Christ to Africa's deaf community, where cultural myths are destroying lives. Deaf Bible's J.R. Bucklew explains the problem.
"In western Kenya, there were several villages where there were these fabled rumors that if you wanted to rid yourself of HIV and AIDS, the way you do that is you have sex with a deaf child. And so we were seeing lots of deaf children raped. They end up in prostitution, trafficking."
But it doesn't end there. Bucklew says the gospel is taking root, and the results are evident.
"What happens when the gospel comes into these communities and they can sit down and they're seeing the gospel message, God's word, in their heart language, in a sign language, their lives are totally changed because now they're told, no, your purpose is in the gospel."
You can learn more about deaf ministry through links provided in our web story. A Lebanese woman has turned her suffering into a source of encouragement for others. Tanya was paralyzed during Lebanon's civil war, and in the Middle East and North Africa, people with disabilities like hers are either hidden or shunned. And that's why Sat7 asked her to become the host of a live talk show. It's called One Hour Is Not Enough, and it's designed to teach people to recognize, respect, and assist people with disabilities, reminding them of God's unconditional love. The full article has more details about Sat7's work throughout the Middle East. And you've probably heard it said that a little goes a long way. But have you ever wondered how much truth there is to that? Well, Slavic Gospel Association says God can do things we'd never expect. They recently got a gift of $10 from a young SGA partner named Charlotte, and the results were astonishing. That small gift provided 50 loaves of bread for the needy in Ukraine. See a short video thanking Charlotte for her gift, and there you can also find ways to have your own impact. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for your world just a little more effectively? Well, get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it, and it's free. Our daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.